Adirinand Finn had always been a runner, wavering between serious and recreational. After entering and winning a race in his hometown of Devon, England, Finn decided it was time to train again. The Kenyans, he thought, some of the fastest people in the world, would be the perfect training partners. So he went to Kenya to run seriously and to try to unlock the secrets of speed. He writes about his time there in the book Running with the Kenyans. Shortly after arriving in Kenya, Finn felt confident and decided to enter a local cross-country race.
I don't hear the starting pistol, but suddenly we're off. My plan is to stick at the very back of the field, but it's as though I've been shot and I'm falling backwards through the air as they all charge off. I'm sprinting, trying to stay upright, but it's no good. It's like a bad dream where your legs won't move. At the first corner, there's a lot of congestion in front of me, so I manage to catch up with the tail end of the field. As we head past the stand for the first time, I'm nicely tucked in. There are almost 400 runners ahead of me, but I'm sure some people have started too fast and that I'll soon begin picking them off. But it's me who has started too fast, and soon I'm struggling to stay with anyone. I battle to keep up with an elderly man in front of me, but he's too strong. Halfway round the third lap, the leaders hurtle by to lap me. One after another, they fly by. It makes me feel even slower. I'm sure people are laughing now. There's a fine line between humbling and humiliating. I think I've just crossed it.
So just how fast are the Kenyans?
The Olympics in Beijing was Kenya's best ever Olympics. The World Championships last year and the Track and Field World Championships was their best ever Track and Field Championships. Last year in the marathon, which, you know, they just completely dominated. They won all five major marathons. Of the top 25 official times in the world, not counting Boston, were all by Kenyan runners.
So the thing is that, I mean, that means that for 20, 30, 40 years, we've been watching Kenyan runners be the best anywhere. And yet, does anyone know what it is that makes them so fast?
Well, they just have built this. For reasons of various reasons, like there are very few other options open to them. You know, it's their only way out. They see all around them, they see so many successful athletes disappearing abroad, winning races. And the kind of money you win in track and field is not huge for a European or an American. But for a Kenyan, even winning a small race somewhere in Europe or US is a big deal when they come back to Kenya. You know, they've got enough money to buy a farm, buy a car. So people are just seeing running success everywhere. So for various reasons, there's this real drive towards running. And these people, even though they've got very little, they will just dedicate their lives to running to the level which is very unusual in the West. I mean, you'd have to be a very, very, very top level professional athlete to even come close to the levels of dedication these guys are living with. I mean, they just run, sleep and eat. That's all they do all day. They don't have jobs. They don't help the family. They just live in these training camps and they just run and run and run. And there's thousands of them doing this. So it's in some ways it's simply a numbers game, but a numbers game of people at the very, very top.
You've learned a lot, of course, over the last few years in how you learn to run a little better by being there, by training there. What was it that really took you to Kenya? Did you hope to learn to run barefoot? Did you hope to discover the secrets of the Kenyans? Or was it just an adventure?
Well, it was a bit of everything. I mean, the original impetus, so despite the fact that I'd had this lifelong fascination, the thing that suddenly made me go, yes, I'll do it, is my sister-in-law moved to Kenya, and she got involved with organizing this marathon out there. And it's run through a wildlife conservancy, and the lions are out roaming free, and they have these helicopters patrolling the skies which swoop down and scare the animals off if they come too close. And she kept saying, you've got to come and run this race.
Part of the magic of the story that you tell is that this is a marathon unlike any that most Europeans or Americans are likely to experience. This marathon that you were going to train for and run in is through a wild area, isn't it? And there are lions and not tigers and bears, I guess, but lions and cheetahs out there.
Yeah, lions, cheetahs, leopards, and it's actually right on the spot where my sister-in-law lived. And when we first got to Kenya, we spent a week there, and we saw them wandering around. So you know, I could definitely vouch that they were there.
So tell me about your training program. How did you first set about training in Kenya?
Well, in some ways, the biggest challenge for me was how was I going to keep up with these guys, because there was a huge gulf in talent. And the first thing I did, I just turned up. Someone told me that they meet every morning at 6 o'clock. There's these big groups, and there's a certain points in the town where I was living where they would meet at 6 a.m., like 5 mornings a week. So I turned up at one of these groups. There were maybe 60, 70 athletes, and we just all headed off together out into the country. And, stupidly, I didn't even know how far we were going. And after about 10 minutes, I asked someone how far we were going. They said 1 hour 10. So that still didn't, explain it to me. And we were disappearing off into the African, countryside. I'd only been there a week, and I was like, oh God, where are we going? And they just got faster and faster and faster. They started off at quite a good pace. But luckily, there were a couple of women at the back of the field who were struggling with the pace as well. So the three of us stuck together at the end, and I was dropping off from them, but they kept encouraging me to keep up.
You had you not switched from athletic shoes to sort of modified barefoot running?
Yeah, I mean, there's a massive trend in the West anyway at the moment to run in these minimalist or barefoot shoes, which mimic running barefoot. The scientists who came up with this idea that this was the best way to run basically came up with their theory by studying Kenyan runners. And so when I heard that, I thought, well, I want to do everything that the Kenyans are doing, so I'm going to learn to run in this barefoot style. And I did that before I got to Kenya, because it takes a little bit of transitioning to change your running style. So I just about got that together, and I arrived in Kenya quite excited to be running with all these barefoot Kenyans. And there were no barefoot Kenyans running anywhere, and that was a major surprise for me.
They all had the big cushy shoes on.
They did. And there's various reasons for it. And the barefoot thing does still count, because what happens is the Kenyans all grow up running barefoot. If you go to the school races, they're all running barefoot. So even when they put the shoes on, they've learnt to run in this barefoot style, and the shoes just don't seem to make that much difference to them.
You put a team together to run in this big race. Can you tell us about some of them? They were not just men. You ran with both men and women, didn't you?
Yeah. You asked me earlier about how did I manage to train with the Kenyans, and one way I realised I could do this is if I set up a team, because then, they would be, in a way, it would be in their interest to train with me as well, because we were all a team. And I originally just wanted 2 or 3 guys, but once people knew I was setting up a team and that we were going to run this race, I mean, everyone in this town is desperate for a race, and I'd agreed to pay the entrance fees for the race for them. So suddenly everybody wanted me to be in the team, and before I knew it, I had like 7 athletes. But there were some great characters there. There was a guy called Christopher Chiboybotch, who had a few years before had come second in the New York Marathon and second in the Boston Marathon. And he was a little bit past his peak, but he was still a very experienced guy to have on the team. And then, like, just one guy who ended up being our star runner was just my neighbor. We just lived in a local house in a town, and this kid lived in the house next door, a young kid, which is just a shack. I mean, I'm sitting here in a tiny little studio in London, and his whole house was no bigger than this. But he was so friendly to me, and, he'd come up to me when we were out with the kids, and I just said, hey, do you want to be on the team? And, he ended up being a great runner. His name is Jafet, and he's a big star in the book.
Yeah. So how fast did it get better? Because it did get better. You developed your style, you developed your stamina. It all came together. Maybe you were not any longer believing that you were going to win that race, but it really did begin to come together for you.
It did. I mean, I ran the Lewa Marathon, it's this incredibly tough marathon. It's at 5,500 feet altitude. It's run in baking heat, and it's run on soft, sandy trails. And it was my first marathon, and I ran way too fast the first half. So I became completely dehydrated, almost hallucinating by the end. But I ended up being the first non-Kenyan runner in the race. And there were, the British Army were in the race. There was some, serious international, not international level runners, but runners from countries all around the world who'd made this pilgrimage to Kenya to run this race. So that was an achievement in itself. Then I ran the New York Marathon and broke 3 hours, which was, you know, before I'd started this whole thing, that seemed like a pretty serious level to be able to get to. And I'd gone from, you know, not brilliant, like a 1 hour 30 half marathon runner, to running 2:55 in New York in 6 months, basically. So, and since then I've got faster. I mean, I've continued learning and applying what I've learnt. And I've since done half marathons in 1 hour 18, so 78 minutes, which for anyone who's run half marathons would say that's a fairly decent time. In Kenya, that's still a hopeless time. I mean, you know, I still get no credibility in Kenya for that time. But here in England, people normally nod and go, that's pretty good.
So did you come home from Kenya feeling as though you knew a little bit more? You were a little bit closer to discovering the secret of the Kenyan runners, the fastest runners on earth?
Yeah. I mean, the secret is there is no secret. You know, that's what I learned. But behind that, that sounds like a failure to find the secret. But what that means is that the reasons, they're not secret. They're there. They're laid out for everyone to see. And, you know, it's hard work. It's a lifetime of running. It's a dedication to running. It's, I mean, living at altitude. It's having these very strong feet and ankles from running barefoot for years. And just a focus and a will and a mentality that is very much, they're very confident but also relaxed people, which is a very good combination for running. So it's this whole mishmash of reasons, which is the secret itself.
Adirinan Finn is the author of Running with the Kenyans.